reality to bring it to supernatural for people to believe that God is not dead, that God is alive. So I truly thank God for the word of God. In Hebrews, the 11th chapter, and I thank God for Jesus. Now, faith is an evident confidence in what we hope for, an assurance about what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command. So that's what is seen was not made out of what was visible. See? By faith. Everything by faith. God spoke about us. We never thought about that we'll be in the universe. We never thought that we'll be part of God's purpose. But by faith, God spoke it. And he believed in what he was saying. And that's how we came about. By faith, through the word of God. That's how God created us. Through the word of God. So I thank God. By faith. By believing. By faith. That what I'm reading here. Faith is confidence in what we hope for. And assurance about what we do not see. By faith, I thank God for Jesus. So we truly thank God for the righteousness by believing in what the word of God is saying. I thank God by faith, the works that we do in part of God's hand. Praise God. It helped us to be what we are today. Body, soul, and spirit. It helped us to be what we are today. By receiving and accepting Jesus as our Lord and Savior. So those of you who came on this radio broadcast, and God led you on this radio, excuse me, and want you to hear the word of God, but I thank God for Jesus. God is good, and his mercy endures forever. But God wants you to believe in his word and trust him in his word because God is good. And I truly thank God. It's a blessing. It's a blessing to have a relationship with Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. And that's why I say fight of faith is not fought with fists, but with scripture, worship, prayer, identity, and perseverance. Thank God. As you read the word of God and believe in what God says in his word, and like the writer said, you don't have to fight with your fist, but you can fight the enemy with the word of God. And that's what David did. He fought the enemy through the word of God. And I thank God for Jesus. Every day, when you confront with the enemy, fight the enemy with the word of God. As Jesus said to that Lucifer, it is written. Praise God. Everything that we need to know, everything that we need to desire of, we can go to the word of God. And that's faith, by believing the word of God. We got to fight the faith and believe in what God's saying. We got to fight, hallelujah, through the word of God. Fight for your family. Fight for your job. Fight for your money. Hallelujah. Fight for whatever your heart desires. Fight, praise God. And don't give up the faith in Jesus Christ. Believe in what God said in his word. Hold on to the faith that he promised you. Hold on to the prophecy that was spoken over your life. That's faith. And I thank God for Jesus. Jesus fought till he got on the cross, but he did not doubt his Father. He believed in what the Father said because he is the word of God. So my brothers and sisters, let's fight the faith to the end. God bless.
Thank you for listening to this broadcast. If you have any questions or need prayer, you can reach me at 772-475-7083. Join me again next Saturday at 8:45 a.m. to hear the Word of God.